further reaction now to the news that Neffat has cleared the way for the removal of most COVID restrictions. Joining us is Danny McCoy, Chief Executive of the Business and Employers Confederation, IBEC. Good morning.
Good morning.
For you, what are the main questions this morning?
Well, first of all, it's a very positive development. I think everybody's worked really hard throughout the last 2 years to contain this problem. And economically, in the vast majority of cases, businesses have found new ways of servicing the markets. But clearly, it's the people in the experience economy, you know, the hospitality, travel, and so on, that's been most impacted. So it's good news. I hope that we'll get to see, you know, full capacity utilization of all those venues, and that the demand is there. We know that once we saw the opening last year. But probably the biggest one is the largest quantity of people who've been impacted is in the office environment. And so to try to see how we get this working from home and the balance with the office, I think that's best decided at the level of the workplace between the employers and the employees. So more autonomy to the businesses and the kind of personal responsibility on the employees. I think the government and Neffat have done a great job, but now I think we need to start handing back those decision points to where they're probably best made.
10,000 cases of COVID were recorded yesterday, so it hasn't disappeared. Is it likely that some people will have understandable qualms about returning to the workplace?
I think that is fair enough. And, you know, with the workplace protocol, which the employers and the government and the trade unions have been working on, have been trying to make the workplaces safe and also to, you know, ensure that when people have to come into work, that they have the right equipment, that the social distancing has been applied. So it's fair enough that people will have some reticence, but we've gone from 2 years now. We're not talking about, you know, wild abandon here. It's a gradual comeback to the workplace, but one that now, thankfully, given the conditions, can be done that little bit faster and probably most appropriately, as I said at the start, at the level of the workplace, so that, you know, in the case of businesses working with their employees to stagger and phase people to come back. But hopefully that can be fairly short and that we can find a new normal. There will be more hybrid working, there's no doubt about that.
And will employers facilitate that?
The vast majority of employers will want to keep their staff, because one of the other things, the underlying conditions, remarkably, given a pandemic, is that we're in a very tight labour market. Our employment levels in Ireland have never been higher. The unemployment rate is really low. And lots of people, for being suppressed over the last 2 years, have got to make a lot of different lifestyle choices. So responsible and sensible employers will want to facilitate their employees as much as possible.
Many businesses have been supported by wage subsidies over the past couple of years. Isn't it likely now that these will come to an end sooner rather than later?
Well, I think the government have indicated that there will not be a cliff edge. And I think it's also important, particularly in the case of the employer wage subsidy scheme, which has taken some comment over recent months. That's really important to our society. Employers and the trade union have sought from the government to have that kind of short-term working scheme in place. We actually needed it during the great financial recession. We needed it as an option in case Brexit went badly wrong. And we definitely need it for the pandemic. And so that temporary wage subsidy scheme that's now called the employer wage subsidy scheme is really important. And, you know, companies use that to keep employees attached to the labour market. That's a really important term. So, you know, some companies have been profitable during that phase. But that's perfectly consistent with that, because you need to keep the employers intact, because they need to invest for the future as well as keep their staff attached. So really those schemes are important, that they're held in place structurally. They may not be utilised, and hopefully they won't need to be utilised. We'll be back in full employment very quickly.
Danny McCoy, Chief Executive of IBEC, thank you for being with us on Morning Ireland.